I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The ever-evolving quest to make the purchase of hunting and fishing license more convenient in West Virginia has moved to the next level. I'll explain when we return.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance. Bass here are beauties, aren't they? But to catch them, you've got to put some thought into every move you make, and that includes using the right equipment, especially your life jacket. Accidents can happen fast, and if you're not wearing your life jacket, well, let's face it, you don't swim near as well as these guys do. That's why the U.S. Coast Guard recommends that you always wear your life jacket. Don't just bring a life jacket, wear it. Remember, you're in command. Boat safely.
This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the U.S. Coast Guard.
The automated point-of-sale licensing system has been in the development stage at the DNR for several years now. But the agency is moving that system this year from the drawing board to the real world. And Mike Mullins is heading up the effort.
We are going to continue installing those through next spring, but we have approximately half of our agents now that have terminals in their agent locations, and they can actually sell licenses. They can scan your barcode off of your driver's license and get your personal information there, so it speeds the process up. And they're also able to make reprints, which was a problem on the old paper system. They can easily obtain a reprint for any license that you purchase throughout the state, whether it's online or through an agent.
The point-of-sale technology uses modern technology to keep track of licenses and data, which will be an asset to sportsmen and the DNR alike.
It speeds our time in obtaining that data. We can obtain the data pretty much in real time now, and we can make assessments as to how the license sales are going throughout the year. In the past, on the paper system, many of the privileges were expired on December 31st, and it was still a couple more months before we actually get the data processed into the mainframe. So it speeds accuracy and efficiency in obtaining reports on the license data.
Mullins estimates about 85% of the license agents in West Virginia will have the APS system by the spring, but he says the old paper system will probably always exist in some form. That means those long lines at the Sporting Goods Department of Walmart on the eve of Bucks Only gun season will be significantly smaller this fall, and the product you're receiving is improved as well.
They receive a very durable paper license that has the DNR logo for hunting and fishing license systems on the back of it, and it's in full color, so it's easy to identify.
Each license card will also include a series of symbols indicating exactly what privileges the hunter or angler has purchased. That replaces the old stamps that we used to have cluttering up our wallets. Also, each license has a watermark that is encoded for authenticity in the DNR logo to make it an official state document. Despite those improvements, there is still an even easier way to buy hunting and fishing license, and that's on the internet by logging on to wvhunt.com or wvfish.com from the comfort of your home. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.